Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. I had a mentorship call with one of my mentors today. And she said to me, Jen, what is that message if you were to do a TED talk that you would do a TED talk on? I knew right away what it was. It just like fell off of my lips into the world. And it the power and energy it held, I knew it with so much conviction. I am here to teach and be the evidence to women that you get to have it all, the and life. I want to eradicate sacrificial living for women. I am so exhausted by the narratives that still to this day linger in my own life. I have recently gone through this crunchy period in my own time and personal life that I had to practice the things that I'm preaching to you today, to remember that those narratives still have a dust in the room. And so it's not that it's gone, but I am really good now at seeing it, adjusting, and moving forward. But I really want to talk to you today. I have had countless conversations recently with women who feel like they have to sever a piece of themselves or sacrifice a piece of themselves in order to move forward and do the very thing that they're meant to do. It's coming in all shapes or forms. And I'm going to share multiple examples with you today so that maybe one of these land for you and you really get to look and reframe the way you are seeing this for yourself, that you decide that I am no longer going to sacrifice any part of me anymore. I am going to quit choosing pieces of myself, and instead I'm going to become all of myself. That's the goal of this podcast. I've just launched Legendary Leadership, and this is one of the modules I'm going to teach because this program in itself has taken 3 years for me to birth, and there is so much importance to it. I could not rush it. This is the leadership of a lifetime program. It is. It's so rich and powerful, and it will cultivate world leaders who listen to this information and take it and implement it and integrate it in their lives. I know this to be true. It will be the paradigm shifters. And I'm starting it with Legendary Leadership. And I wanted to offer you the vibe, the energy, the seed of this program and this podcast to hopefully provoke you into coming into this room, because it will change your life. And if not, I hope that I shake you a little bit today, mess your hair up a little bit today, where maybe you start to see where you are sacrificing and severing pieces of yourself in order to stay safe. And because of some of these self-limiting beliefs that we have carried with us for far too long. So I was talking to someone today who really wants to do mentorship. And she feels like she needs to grow her business to a certain extent first before she can do mentorship. She's retracting in order to grow. And it was so interesting to watch her do this and have this conversation with her and to have the breakthroughs we had, because again, it was like, well, if you do this, is it safe? Like, is it responsible? Yeah, I have the income, but my business is just not where I want it to be. So I don't know if I should be doing this investment right now. And it's like this whole dance of like, I can't have it all. I can't make this investment in me when my business isn't thriving. Would that be responsible? What would my husband say? You know, what if it doesn't work? Like all these what if questions that talk us down into the safety zone, talk us down into this point of crossroads where it's like, choose a lane, this one or this one, either grow your business or invest in mentorship. Can't do both when that's the very thing to do. Like that's the very thing. grow your business and invest in mentorship. Mentorship will bless your business. Your business will thrive because of the mentorship. Like, they bless each other. So why is it this hard choice? But we make it. We make it. How about this? Simple one, but so true. We have a budget. We think we're going to go shopping. You know, we say to our spouse, I'm going to go shopping and buy myself some spring clothes. I'm going to have a branding photo shoot. I need to go get some outfits. And, you know, we kind of feel a little guilty, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to spend money on myself. And it's almost like we're asking permission. We're asking their permission, their grace, their like high five, their encouragement to go buy ourselves some clothes for a branding photo shoot, for a business we're growing, for the family we're providing for. But here we are. And we go to the mall, and what do? We find ourselves in the Zara children's section, and we're in that section, and we're like, oh, this is so cute. And oh my goodness, yeah, they need a pair of jeans. You know what? I'm going to get some socks. Oh, this is on sale. And we end up spending the entire budget on our kids, and we don't even flinch. There's not an ounce of guilt. Oh, look at me. You know what? I'm okay. I didn't need new clothes, but the kids, they're going to look so sharp when they go to school, and they're going to be so happy, and they're going to look so cute. See? See how easy it is? I remember a big moment in my life of choosing to be a stay-at-home mom or choosing to work. I didn't know how to blend those two worlds. I had no evidence. You see, my mom was a teacher and she had 3 months off. And after 3 months, I went into a daycare and she went back to work. Her mom was a teacher. Like, I had never seen a woman, a mom, who had blended those worlds. It was a choice. You made a choice, career or stay-at-home mom. And if you were lucky, you could be a stay-at-home mom. If you had you're married to someone who could provide for that, like that was the pinnacle thing. And, you know, that was the best mom because you sacrificed yourself. You sacrificed your career. You're being selfless to be home and raise your children. What a selfless act. What a pinnacle mother. Oh, but if you chose your career, judgment. Oh, you're not putting your kids first. Selfish. Oh, really? You know, it's so wild what we do to ourselves. And I remember being at that crossroads. I literally remember thinking to myself, I don't know what to do. If I choose this career, I have to give you the context. Like, I had a really big marketing job right out of the gates of coming out of university. I landed this job with a Fortune 500 company. I was doing go-to-market plans for them, millions and millions of dollars. I was doing epic events and marketing initiatives and advertising budget through the roof. It was like, so much fun. I was fierce in that job. I was good at that job. I was so young, a little bit of baby, 25 years old, with my own office, you know, amongst all these mid-age people and feeling like the world was my oyster. But in that moment of thinking, if I stay at home, I have to give up what I'd work for, the schooling I'd gone to, the progression I'd made in my career. And it felt like I was losing my identity in certain ways. I didn't know what to do. And what I realized is when we're at this crossroads as women, oftentimes there is no losing. Meaning if I chose my career, it's not like I lost. I would win. I would be exceptional in that job. I know I would have been. If I chose Gracie, I would have been exceptional mom. That would have been a win. I know I would have been. But there still would have been a loss on either side of that equation. I would have been losing the presence as a mom that I really wanted to give her because that job, I was on a plane. It was long hours. It was all around the clock because of the time zones. So I would be severing this piece of me. I would be making a choice. And I felt like I was potentially hurting her and our relationship by making that choice. And then if I chose her, I was severing ties with me and my identities and these goals and these aspirations I had and discovering who I was. I was 25 years old. I was a baby with a baby. I didn't even know what my potential was. And it felt like a no really win situation, although there was a win on either side. It felt sad in itself. I remember reaching this crossroads when I was pivoting. I had this massive brand that I had built. It was gorgeous. I mean, I was speaking to 18,000 people in this big, huge arena and telling them they could do it. And they were asking me how. And I mean, I was in this abundance beyond abundance. I was living a dream life. I was traveling. I was home with the kids. My husband was home. Like, we were living the dream life. But I wanted to do more. And I was at this crossroads. Stay where I am. It was great. but there was severing a portion of my vision, this ache in me to do more, or do more and potentially hurt my family, sever myself from this business that was holding us all and providing everything that we had. And what if it fell apart and I hurt my family, put them in a horrible situation? And I remember dropping myself into the posture and the feeling of where I was when I was at the crossroads of career or motherhood. And then finding entrepreneurship at that time, like a lightning bolt came down, and realizing, oh my goodness, I found the solution where you get to have the best of both worlds, where I get to have an and life. I get to be a great, exceptional mom, and I get to fulfill the things I meant to do in this world and my mission. In this moment, it was like, leave this big brand behind and choose this ache. I didn't even know what it was. Or, you know, stay in this brand and just kind of keep dampening the ache, like pushing it down. Hopefully one day it suffocates. It wasn't until I challenged myself and said, but you know that there's an and life. And since when did you buy into the having to choose, this idea that it was one or the other? What if you did both? What if you were the first? What if you were the example that you get to have it all? In a world that tells you you can't, in a world that says put all your eggs in one basket, because if you don't have your eggs in one basket, you're never going to give it your all, or it's never going to get the fullness of you, or, you know, focus on one goal at a time. It's such bogus. It's small thinking. It's sacrificial living that we can't have it all. I can't have a great marriage and a thriving career. I can't be present with my kids and be, you know, traveling the world, making a difference. Since when? And why have we bought into this narrative? And so I made a choice again, lightning bolt moment, where I thought, I will be the first that I know of, that doesn't sever her ties with something that she's built and cultivated and really given all of herself to, and she's going to build something else. She's going to really teach the world what multiple streams of income looks like. She's going to show the world and be the evidence that you get to have it all. She's going to show everybody watching that it's never been about playing small, and it's always been about playing full out, and it's always been the ability for us, especially as women, to tap into our infinite capacity. We're the only ones who lid ourselves. We're the ones who fall into this martyrism and victimhood of, I'm so busy, and if only there were more of me, and, you know, I'm doing everything. And all the things we say as though that's not a privilege and an honor. I get to put my kids on the bus. I get to show up for my clients every day. I get to play on social media. I get to do this podcast for you. I get to put a magazine out in the world. I get to spend time with my husband in the middle of the day. I get to do these things. Since when did that become a burden? But I have to coax myself out of those moments too, friends. It's not that I'm immune to it, but I recognize it. I know it doesn't belong to me, and I move away quickly. I am here to be the evidence for you. If you don't believe it for yourself, you cannot say you don't believe it by looking at me. You can't. I know this to be true. Again, I'm not sitting here saying I'm squeaky clean and perfect, but I know for sure I am a North Star in this world to show a woman that you can have multiple children, 4 children, friends. That's no joke. You can have a thriving marriage. You can look after your family, look after your friends, look after your health, be epic and iconic for your clients, build a brand that stands out into the world, that creates a reputation and leaves a mark. Be all of yourself. Squeeze every last drop out of your potential like it's a sponge. And at the end of this lifetime, there is not a single drop of moisture left in that sponge. That's our mission. That's our due diligence. There's only a window of time. So if not now, when? And why do you keep buying into this idea that you can't, when you've never even allowed yourself to try? And maybe you've even allowed yourself to try, but have you really, really? Or is it like you put your toe in and it got a little uncomfortable, it felt a little cold, so you're like, well, I tried it. No, you didn't. Cannonball in the deep end of your life. Leave the harbor. Stop looking for safety. Stop looking for comfort. Stop looking for what you already know, and spread your wings and fly. Soar. Make a difference. I'm telling you right now, we have been created through love, through infinite capacity, through abundance, and through fierce, fierce belief that we are here to make a difference. And the only way we're going to really fulfill that and see that through is by allowing ourselves to see what we're made of. And that's not by staying in the safety of wavering in choice or sacrificing and severing a piece of us because, well, we can't have it all. And instead, I'd love you every single day to say, and more, please, and more, please. All right, this is stretching me. Okay, nervous system, let's recalibrate. More, please, and more, please. I get to, wow, look how much I get to hold in my life. This is amazing. Abundance all around. Oh my goodness, I love this responsibility. I love pouring into this many people. Look at how many lives I'm touching. How much more can I give? How much more can I give? Look at this. More, please. Thank you. Oh my goodness. I'm so grateful. This is amazing. I get to. It's a practice. And when you do it, I promise you on the other side is a radically, radically free woman who realizes you were never meant to stay in the one lane. You are meant to experience every single one of them. I'll see you in Legendary Leadership. Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about becoming iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.